Good morning, world. Good morning, you beautiful people. You, how are we today? We're into 2019, second day into 2019, this linear experience we call time. It's a curious thing. Welcome. Welcome to this morning's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. And welcome to 2019. And I've asked for the last couple of years in particular, does it matter? Does any of this matter? And, you know, you reflect on certain things. Why is someone like Maurice Strong, who passed away not too long ago, more influential than other folks? You know, what gives him the inherent right to influence the thoughts and behaviors and actions of millions and millions of people versus anyone else? You, me, for instance. And so, you know, maybe we'll sort of search that out this year a little bit. But, and you know, you start thinking about permits and licensing and things like that. If we all behaved responsibly, then, you know, maybe things would be different. Do we need a license to travel freely when it seems that, traveling freely is an inherent, inalienable right protected by the Bill of Rights? It's one of those, you know, you look at the 10th Amendment in particular, the rights enumerated, but not, you know, including but not limited to, basically, is sort of the operative concept there.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer from the Rural Survival Show. We have had some technical difficulties this morning. I think everything is working now. Rick should be on the line. Lori will not be on today. She's having technical difficulties with her phone. But anyway, we'll make it through the day anyway. It's starting out interesting. Okay, today is Saturday, 23rd day of February in the year of our Lord, 2019. Good morning, everybody. First, before we get going on everything else, and I forget, I want to mention our sponsors, Gold Wealth Financial and Extendivite. Please consider using Gold Wealth Financial for your precious metal needs. Their bullion is priced about the same rate as what everyone else on the online charges or at your local brick-and-mortar store. With silver spot price still being incredibly low at only $15.94 and gold being even lower when compared to where the price should be at only $13.29 about 20 minutes ago, maybe you should consider doing some conversions now from fiat currency to real money. Both are so underpriced by the notional metals market, read trading of paper gold and silver. Well, what can I say? You know, the info, and if you're going to get some, now looks like a good time to do it when you look at the numbers. Now, here's the big difference with using Gold Wealth Financial. They'll help you with advice if you want it on everything from what they recommend you to buy for maximum profit or for wealth preservation to the tax implications of the how-to and knowledge for setting up or converting an existing IRA to a precious metals-backed IRA. Gold Wealth Financial's phone number is 480-440-7100. That's 480-440-7100. The website is goldwealthfinancial.com, all one word. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's also clickable links in the top navigation bar of every page of our website, ruralsurvival.show. If you talk to them, please do let them know that you heard about them from the Rural Survival Show. Now, if you have any questions for Rick and I on precious metals, call in during the second hour, and we'll do our best to answer them for you. You know, we're not experts, but we know what we're talking about. Now, also on our website, ruralsurvival.show, you can find links to get Extendivite. This is a product that all three of us use, Rick, myself, and Lori, and it does make a big and positive difference in our health. Right now, through Thursday, there is a huge sale on Extendivite. I think it's like 15% off, but don't quote me on that. This is their what they call their Heart Month sale. They have it every year during the month of February. Now, all you got to do is click on the Extendivite link in the top navigation bar of any of our web pages, or go to heartdrop.com, heartdrop, all one word, and you can research and decide for yourself. And you can also call our friend Don Wiskin, who's the owner of the company, at 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. And as they say, experience a longer life with Extendivite. Again, if you talk to them, please let them know that you got the information from the Rural Survival Show. It does help us. We don't get a commission or anything, but at least they know where their traffic's coming from. Okay, good morning, Rick. Rick, you on the line? Okay, I guess Rick isn't on the line yet. Like I said, we had technical difficulties this morning.
He was here, but he hung up.
Okay. Well, he might have lost his connection, Mike. Anyway, we'll keep going. Venezuela. From what I saw on a BBC news alert this morning, things are heating up there. Apparently, the border guards have deserted their post or at least on portions of the Colombia-Venezuelan border. And apparently, there's also been some violence, tear gassing, a couple of people shot. You know, the normal for Latin America and Central American countries when the lid finally blows off the kettle. Now, we've seen this over and over again in the past 50 years. It always pretty much happens the same way. So, anyway, well, since Rick's not on, I'm here by myself, apparently. We'll go ahead and start taking callers now, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. We'll talk about whatever's on your mind. We got plenty of time today. Okay, let's see what's going on in the news real quick. Well, nothing real significant that I can see with a quick scan, just the normal, I don't know how to put it, crap. Locust swarms in the Middle East, I haven't read about that, but I've read historically how bad they are. Click on that and see what it has to say, maybe. I had computer problems all week, folks. Had to switch operating systems, and I went through, loaded four or five of them before I found one I really liked. So, anyway, it's working. Just got a slow connection today. But anyway, we'll, if it overloads, okay. There's the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization warned that an infestation of desert locusts in Sudan and Eritrea is rapidly spreading along both sides of the Red Sea. And, of course, the thing just jumped again, towards Egypt and Saudi Arabia. According to agency press release, heavy rains triggered two generations of breeding since October, leading to a substantial increase in the local population, local locust population. Oh, boy. You know, I really feel sorry for these people. I've seen the results on videos and pictures of what the vegetation looks like after a swarm of these locusts come through. I mean, they eat everything right down to the ground. I would really hate to be there. I really feel for these people, Muslim or not, I feel for them. All right, let's see what else is going on if we can. All right. All right. We got a caller, folks. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Pat in Texas. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been feeling sorry for the people in Venezuela. Marching and saying, Libertad means liberty. You know?
Right.
This is a pledge of allegiance in Spanish. Puro fidelidad a la de vendetta de los Estados Unidos de Norte America y a la República que simboliza una nación bajo Dios con libertad y justicia para todos. Get the con Dios. That's our problem. We forgot God.
Yeah.
No. Well, I don't know what Venezuela did, but...
Thing. You know, Pat, remember one thing. Everything is not as it seems in Venezuela. You know, everybody is not starving to death. The poor people are. There's no question about that. But you've got the upper 10 or 15% that are actually doing quite well. And those are the ones that are supporting Maduro.
Sure, it's usually that way.
Yeah. Of course, there's outside influences there. Russia, China, and the United States, through proxies, are all but at war over who gets to control Venezuela. You know, who gets to be big brother to Venezuela is what it's all about right now.
Well,
unfortunately, people are caught in the middle.
Well, I got my own ideas, but somebody would have to research them. I don't have time. I remember when years and years ago, before 1991, supposedly Neil Bush put all the funds of Silverado in oil wells in Venezuela. And then Chavez came and took them, and the Americans bailed out Silverado. So basically, those are our oil wells down there. If you want to get down to
You're right about that. They nationalized them, which that's awful, though. I hate to admit it, but any country can nationalize what's on their property. You know, the United States did that during World War II with several companies. You know, it's legal. We don't have to like it, but it is legal.
You know, when it comes to what you had the war for, like if, we're scared of communists over here right now. You know, the president said we're not going to be socialist. Just get it through your head. But we already are. I mean, it too much of it, you know.
Yes.
Not Social Security. We pay for that, too. No, it's okay. We pay for that all our life. But You know, if you say, well, no, Russia says, I'm going to get right over there by Venezuela, and we're going to take over what Chavez was doing with his war maneuvers out there in the Gulf with all the F-16 or whatever things he had out there. See,
yeah.
I can understand Israel not wanting somebody right across their border storing arms like Iran was doing right next to, well, over there in Turkey, you know, and the, well, I don't get into that. But we don't want it either. We didn't want it in right. Cuba. We didn't want it in Grenada. And every time we get a new president, the communists come, the people try to see what they can do to him, if they can make him fold like Obama and bow down and kiss him or whatever he does, you know, or get paid off to do whatever he did. But Reagan took care of Grenada. And they used to say,
believe me, I know, I was there.
Oh, really? Really? In the military?
Yeah. All right, ladies, go ahead and hang on, Pat. We'll be back in 3 minutes,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen. Call in number is 1-800-313-9443.
And would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the World Survival Show with Tim and Maury Spencer and Rick Mitt. Today is Saturday, the 23rd day of February in the year of our Lord, 2019. Right now, we're talking with Pat in Texas. Okay, Pat, you still on the line?
Yeah.
I didn't
like Chavez, okay?
And, no, neither did I.
Hillary gave him cancer, but I think God gave him cancer. God will take it. And I really believe that they, certain of those countries, are getting together and planning on attacking us. It's prophecies. I've watched it appear to be coming true. And one of them is Iran. And I haven't got his book, Chapman's book. But I looked at pictures on the internet, and he's so wrapped up in Ahmadinejad, you could hardly tell the one person, but one person. Chavez was. Yeah.
Right.
And so, go ahead.
I tell you, Pat, what I think, now, folks, this is not a prediction. Not at all. Just looking at, you know, how the pieces and parts fall and lace together. I think Pat's right. I think that, you know, Russia, China, Iran are planning on attacking us when the time is right, when they think the time is right. Right now, even if all three of them ganged up on us at once, they'd have a very hard time taking us. But all it takes is another president like Obama to reduce the strength of the military to what it was, say, 4 years ago. And that would be a perfect opportunity for them to strike. I don't think it's going to happen in the near future. But I think it will happen. It has to.
Oh, you know, everybody's bragging about how much better militarily arrayed Russia is than we are. Well, they don't know what we have. They keep ours so secret, you know.
Well, we've got stuff that would definitely curl their toes. There's no question about that. I know a little bit, but whatever I know, believe me, ain't going out on the radio.
But it looks like wherever people get their information, cell phone, Russia Today, whatever, they're convinced that we just ought to just pull in our, like a turtle, pull in our, you know, vulnerable parts and resist it. But I remember when Carter had our everything down to, well, we were going to help. We were going to help Iraq against Iran, and we didn't have anybody to go. The ships weren't ready to go. I guess we got out of war that way, in a way. But but who knows? Iran might have been fixed already back then.
It could have been.
And then they grabbed all those hostages for, what, 400 days? How long was it? I'm getting, you know, it's a fuzzy memory. 400 days they had hostages out there in the desert?
Yeah. Right, and remember the day that they let him go, the day that Reagan was inaugurated, remember?
The day got after, it. Right? When he raised his hand, they let him go. That's when they let him go. I don't believe there was an October surprise. If there was, it wasn't necessary because of Reagan's motto, you know, peace through strength. And that's a good example of what they do to you to see what you're made out of. And Jimmy Carter, obviously, he claimed to be a Christian, but I have a lot of I don't think he was. I mean, you know, in his way, I guess he was.
I honestly believe that Carter was a very good man, was a moral man. I believe that. But to be honest with you, Pat, I don't think he was worth a damn as a president. I think he was a fine man, though.
No, he also wanted to consult his daughter about things. We didn't let his 12-year-old daughter, you know.
Right.
So we don't like consulting family members. But anyway, you know, he tried to rescue him, and he didn't. The helicopters, the engines went out with the sand.
You know what the cure would have been to that, I found out? Now, this is, I was already in the Navy. The cure would have been, now, this is so silly, folks, but I got this from an aviation mechanic, Navy one. He said the cure would have been take about three pairs of pantyhose on each air intake and stretch them over that air intake to act as a filter, and those helicopters would not have gone down.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to try it.
No, I wouldn't want to try it either, but that's what I was told.
Well, my original point was that when I do believe that Saddam Hussein was crazy, and you know, I don't think we should take out every crazy person. But everybody around him hated him because he hit him up for money all the time and he wasted it. I know people over in Iraq who were in Iraq and they stayed in one of his 70 castles, and his kids burned $100 bills to light their light their cigars, and they had gold plated rifles. See, 20% was fat and rich, and the other 80% had to walk and they're skinny.
Right.
They didn't even have electricity until we got there and did it for them. Well, I tell you what I noticed. When 911 went down, the whole world was sad for America, including Mexico and South America. But our media wouldn't let us see that. Only the Mexican media let us see that, you know. So,
right. I remember watching the videos of the people in Gaza and the West Bank celebrating, having parades, handing out candy and all that. Okay, we got a break, folks. I apologize. I didn't hear the music. Back in three.
Collections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gold and silver have been used for tens of thousands of years for trade, taxes, and tributes. No other metals have ever demonstrated such ultra-long-term correlated consistent value. None. I'm Tim Center from the Rural Survival Show. Rick, Lori, and I want to let you know about Gold Wealth Financial, a full-service investment firm specializing in gold and silver. These folks know the answer to those questions that you have about owning physical gold and silver. These are the same folks we buy our bullion from. There are no minimums. You can buy as little as an ounce or as much as you want. Don't risk losing what you already have during the approaching economic collapse. Visit GoldWealthFinancial.com today or call 1-480-440-7100. That's 1-480-440-7100. And please tell them we sent you. Thank you.
Out of the rat to make the world like.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second half hour, the first hour of the Rural Survival Show. I am your host, Tim Center. Today is Saturday, February 23rd, 2019. And right now we're talking to Pat down in Texas about all kinds of things. Venezuela, current events, stuff like that. Okay, Pat, where do we want to go next?
Well, I don't know. I do believe if we keep on saying that all those wars were unnecessary, that Hitler wouldn't have made us speak German, and all that, what we're doing is disrespecting all the military that have died for that.
Well, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you, actually.
But it's our fault, okay? A lot of everything that happens to us is our fault.
I agree.
Like when Daddy Bush started, I've heard it on RBN that it was not approved in Congress, but my recollection, it was. Congress finally did. Now Daddy Bush tried to change the Constitution.
AUMF, Authorization for Use of Military Force. It's not a declaration of war.
But, okay.
Congress says, okay, Mr. President, you can go destroy this country with our permission and blessing. I'm not even sure it's a law. I think it's a resolution.
Okay.
I'm not positive.
I just remember watching it on TV, standing there watching, thinking, that guy's another Hitler. I mean, everybody around him helped us because they hated him.
Yeah.
Right?
But, you know, in those Middle Eastern countries, Pat, the people, it's a different culture. It's a different mindset. The only thing that works is force and terror to keep a government together. That really is the only thing that works. I hate to say
it. Well, I agree. I know what you're saying. And I hope it's not true over here. but my original point was when people here had not got over Vietnam and having a woman standing there and you didn't know whether to shoot her because she's going to throw a grenade at you and kill all your men or not. That's a bad way to have to do a war, and they didn't let us win. Come on, we know that. In Vietnam,
right.
They didn't. And people did not want to kill any civilians, okay? And so they didn't want war. And you know what they did? They prayed. I mean, the churches were open 24 hours a day, and people were going in and out praying. And I think it worked because George Bush, I heard, I didn't see it, but all these people out here listening can research it. They have time. He had 50,000 body bags on the pier to ship over there, and the war was over before. And we lost 154 or something like that. And I know why we lost some of them.
All of those were in one missile strike that hit an Air Force barracks. That's where almost all the casualties came from.
And they were from Fort Walton Beach, Florida, right down the road from me in Panama City Beach. And I put a big ad, and I put a half a page ad in the newspaper for $300 down there warning them, you should not be having witchcraft convention stuff on the front page of your newspaper. You got to have fear of God, you know?
I agree with you there.
They were from Fort Walton Beach. That barracks that was hit was mostly Fort Walton Beach, Fort Walton.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to say, I've been watching since 85 things that happen to people. And we have to ask, is it our fault? Is God not helping us? You know, and I don't know about Venezuela.
Right.
I tell you the truth, I don't know a thing about Venezuela, but I do believe that they need to examine themselves and come to God, because there is no real freedom when you have no fear of God, because He could just when He gets fed up, you're messed up. You're just messed up when He's fed up. And we keep pushing Him and pushing Him and pushing Him and thinking, oh, man. I mean, I call this Denver station one time. I used to call it Hit and Get. I think that was one. Maybe it was Atlanta. I don't know. But anyway, they had a bad attitude. And this guy said, well, if Jesus came to my door today and I'd ask him to pull, how I was doing, and pull up a chair and have a beer. And I called him. I said, Jesus came to your door today. He would call you a, well, I forgot what I called him. Ignorant bastard. Oh. I mean, yes. I mean, they just mock God on the radio and mock Christians. And well, maybe Texas does it, okay. but it's bad, and there's some, certain cities in this country, and they need to wake up. They need to wake up.
Oh, I agree. You know, I wonder what's going to happen, how the Creator will take out his anger upon the state of New York for allow for those people passing a law saying that babies can be killed after they're born. Of course, I'm against all of it, but, you know, it's sickening to me, just the very thought of killing little innocent babies just out of convenience. And yet, I'm sure you saw the video clip of when it was passed in the legislature in New York, all the lawmakers standing up and cheering the fact that, you know, we can now kill little babies.
Well, that's another thing, that we don't fight things like we did 20 years ago. I don't know what happened to us. Maybe 5G got to us, 4G got to us before 5G. I don't know what happened to us. But God has not changed. He said in the Bible, he does.
More callers coming in, and I appreciate your call. Right now, we're going to go to Ken in Fort Worth on line 9. Good morning, Ken.
Hello there. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I can hear you.
When I went to Germany, I was on 25 June 63. I dropped my duffel bag in Germany, and they were rolling up their flags for Kennedy's parade in Hanau, Germany. I missed it by one day. Saw it on YouTube. Should have been there. Next day, went to Berlin. What's your military career?
Okay, I'm missing. It's me. It's not you, Ken. I missed part of what you said. With me, sometimes if I initially can't understand somebody, I lose the whole conversation. And I apologize.
Okay,
it's my fault, not yours. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, I got to Germany on 25 June 63, dropped my duffel bag, and they were rolling up their flags for Kennedy's parade in Hanau, Germany. I missed it by one day. I saw it on YouTube, should have been there, but the next day he went to Berlin.
Okay.
That's where I was at that time. Well, no,
is that,
who
is that
you
the speech
down
where
in Grenada?
Yeah, I was down there.
How'd you get there? What was your story, your story down there?
Oh, mine was nothing. I was an aide to an admiral. I was only on the beach maybe 15 minutes. And I was just falling around. He'd say, take a note of that, Spencer. And I'd say, yes, sir. That's all it was. I could hear the fighting in the distance. I didn't get involved in any of it.
But you were down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you delivered the guys, huh?
Well, I was just, you know, like I said, walking around behind an admiral, a two-star, and taking notes when he said, Spencer, take a note. That's all I was doing, literally.
Would you get a chance, Google 76,000 federal indictments.
I don't think there's that many, but there might be. If there is, things are going to get very, very interesting when they start opening.
Well, you can find a chart on there for each state, the totals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen it in different federal courts around the United States. And also, when you get a chance, Google 4.6 million foreign gold coins in New York Bank. Marks, francs, sovereigns. The question is, how'd they get there?
Well, here's one thing I know. I'm not saying this is how they got there, but here's one thing I know. I do know that the Army has units that are tasked with collecting precious things like gold, silver, pieces of art, you know, extraordinary pieces. Now, what happens after they collect them, I don't know. But good my point. Guess is, say again, Ken?
Good point.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the only thing I know. Perhaps that's the source. I truly do not know.
Okay. Hey, Google, Putin gave Trump 160 terabytes at Helsinki.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you know, to me, things are moving too slow. But I understand to be done right, things have to move slow. I would love to see that, what's on there, just the index of the files, not necessarily what's in them.
Can I tell you what I think happened?
I'd love to see the index.
Can I tell you what I think happened? I understand that President Trump told Putin that there was going to be a terrorist attack with St. Petersburg, Russia.
Right.
And I think Trump says, here, I owe you one.
Right.
They paid him back. That's what it looks like. Another thing, you remember,
I wouldn't doubt
you know,
that.
The guy from Tesla over there fired off and sent that automobile into Mars?
Right. Idiot.
So why would anybody in his right mind do that?
Well, he's rich enough that he doesn't have to be in his right mind.
Yeah, that's to make a point, really.
That's a good point. But you know what it looks like to me is somebody over there in North Korea can put in a computer that car, how much it weighs and how big it is, and I think that all they have to do is slip an atomic weapon in that thing and fire over North Korea, put their lights out, and then bomb them in the dark.
Well, they don't have that
on this radio station. All once it turns nice. Yeah, I don't think you could have hit that thing.
Huh? That car was a convertible.
Go ahead, Rick.
That car was a convertible. I don't know if you can use it for a nuclear device.
No reason.
Well,
they
got to put something in there, put a Moab bomb in there or something. But that's what I'm thinking. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what it looks like. Hey, can I tell you what Kennedy assassination looks like?
All right, go ahead.
It looks like they got rid of Oswald, because he probably told the Russians how high the U-2 was flying. And then Kennedy put out $1 and $5 U.S. notes, I guess the Eisenhower printed, and he let them out. And he was printing 10s and 20s.
That would have screwed up the whole works, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Also, if you get a chance, Google Don Bell Reports. And in there you can find who owns the Federal Reserve Corporation.
Well, yeah.
He filed a lawsuit in Switzerland, and they put the owners in the lawsuit.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You can find them.
Right. People think that the Federal Reserve is part of the federal government. Now, it's chartered by the federal government. Right, but that charter ran out, I think, 5 years ago, and it's never been renewed, to the best of my knowledge. So right now, the Federal Reserve is acting the entity with no protection. Hint, hint, folks, somebody want to file a lawsuit? Wish I could. But you better have about $100 million up front to start it. And that's just to start. All right. Well, Ken, anything else, buddy?
I'm trying to think. I got lots more. You know, they think you're a corporation, right?
Yeah.
They tore my wife's house down. I sold a lot. But anyway, I went round and round with them, and they would send a bill in all capital letters. And I would take it on the envelope. I am not a corporation. Don't live in a zone. Don't live in a metro. I produce my articles in corporation. I use a 3-cent stamp law. I use the Coinage Act. I live in the United States with a constitution. And Ban Ki-moon is not my leader. I don't come under the United Nations Charter. And I would send it back to him. I must have sent back 25 or more.
Oh, I believe that. And they look at that and they say, what the hell is this guy talking about? Because the people reading that have no clue. So, the only time they have a clue
let me give another
is when
thing
it goes to their legal department.
Let me get another thing I kind of figured out. Not too long ago, I got a letter from Code Corporation over here, and it was all in upper and lower case letters. And it started out, please. So anyway, I took care of what needed to be done. But anyway, I just stopped and think, wait a minute. If they want money from you, it's all uppercase. They treat you like a corporation, and they use Federal Reserve unit dollars frauds, but they are corporation dollars, and you can only pay them in corporation dollars and go to a corporation court. But if they say hello, it's upper and lower. But they want money,
right?
They put it all capital letters. I think that's right. Exactly what they do. That's what it looks like.
Thank you. But just remember one thing. The people that are doing this don't understand why they are doing it or what the implications are. In fact, most lawyers don't. I would say 99.9% of the judges don't. You know, you get called into civil court and you're told you have to play by the court rules. All you got to do is file a one-paragraph motion to say, I demand my rights under Article 3 of the Constitution to the United States of America. And guess what? Everything changes. I've done it.
Everything changes. We were called downtown Fort Worth for Code Corporation inaccuracy. Anyway, we went down there, and we were down there about ready to go see the judge. And the bailiff gave me a piece of paper where I wrote, I'm not a corporation, don't live in a zone, don't live in a metro, blah, blah, blah. I handed it to him. This was in 06. I said, we'll get back to you. Never did.
We disappeared
when we handed that to him.
Yeah. Ken, it's break time, buddy. Thank you for talking to you.
Bless you guys.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes with Rick and Lori on the line.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Good morning and welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've been talking about a few different things this morning. You guys got any idea where you want to go from now? Rick?
Well, I kind of got in late. Did we do the gold wealth financial situation there? Did you get that?
Well, I read what I did, Rick. I read what I had written up, you know, to plug them like I'm supposed to. I invited people to call in if they had any questions, which I hope they do. I really hope people call in. I'd really like to get the idea, the valid point, truthful point out there that when you buy gold or silver, you're not buying gold or silver. You're trading one commodity for another. You're trading an unstable commodity for a stable commodity, and that's really all it is. And that's the information I wanted to impart. You know, you're trading something that's worthless for something that will always maintain its value no matter what. And that's the point I was trying to get out there.
Right. I think we mentioned last week that people like China and other people are using U.S. dollars to buy valuable things so that they're trading in. The dollar, depending on how you look at it, is worth under 4 cents, possibly under two. If you can trade 18 of those, and I don't know what 18 times 4 cents is, but if you can trade that for an ounce of silver,
72 cents.
Thank you. 72 cents for an ounce of silver. Someday you may think you're a genius for that one, but
I agree.
That's a way to handle it. That's a way to look at it. We talked about this, I think, last week, too. The only way that this would not work out for you is that if the price of silver were to somehow plummet, which would make almost no sense whatsoever under the circumstances, because...
Well, right now, Rick, it costs more money to buy or to mine an ounce of silver,
right?
Than what they're selling it for, by about $4 an ounce. And I don't understand how that works, you know. But yet, the mining company stocks are way up there. I mean, they're just shooting up like a rocket.
Well,
and that's the one thing I can't understand. It costs more to mine it than what you're selling it for.
Right.
Where's the money coming in at?
Well, I have heard that is probably not the case, and that they are making certain small profits. It's not really as bleak as that. I know that rumor's out there, and they'll say that it costs $19 to get an ounce out of the ground, but you can buy it for eight, the spot price is 15 and change. You can buy it for 18. I heard that they're not really losing the money like you think.
Right. All right,
hey guys,
it's time for our break. Go ahead, Lori.
That's okay. It is time for our top of the hour break. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold on. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.